All right, the weekend it is. Thanks for joining me. And this hour is brought to you by Jaws Cleaners. That's right. They got the all-purpose cleaner, which is fantastic. Good lavender scent, the glass cleaner, the disinfectant. In fact, they got a whole kit of six for $44.95. JawsCleans.com. All right, let me give you the phone number, and we'll get back to Marianne. It's 800-823-8255. Line's open. Marianne, sorry I had to cut you off. I probably shouldn't have taken a call. We only had about a minute.
That's okay. I know you said Owens Corning is a good shingle, but are there any other shingle companies that make roofing shingle companies that make with the sun resistant?
You know, I'm not real sure. It's a trend that's just kind of started. When I said the nanoparticles, that's a whole scientific thing that's just now getting incorporated into regular shingles, you know, tree tab shingles, dimensional shingles. And like I said, it's kind of an answer to the metal roofing. Metal roofing has been using reflective, low solar gain coatings on their metal roofing for about 10 years. And that's what's kind of changing that industry. So I don't know who has them. Have you found a roofer yet, Marianne?
I'm working the other way. I'm going to... Some of the roofers around here, you know, they seem to be aligned with a particular company. You kind of can't select what shingle you want.
Right.
So,
or they'll give you two brands and that's it. The Owens Corning, just again, I don't have anything. I've just had Owens Cornings on both my houses. And they have probably the more... solid training grounds for roofers, so they kind of get the best of the best in roofers, which was going to be my suggestion. And you should get a couple estimates anyway. So you,
through this 20 years ago, believe me.
Yeah, so if you can get, and I tell people all the time, a lot of times people say, you know, what's the best shingle? Well, I can give you my recommendation, but the bottom line is, the roofers that are really good, that are going to stand behind their product, and they're, you know, if there would be whatever it could be a problem, they'll respond to it. They want to carry the shingles that they feel is the best. And some roofers can't even qualify to carry some shingles. So my suggestion to you, quite honestly, is pick your two or three roofers that are strong in your community, that have been in business for a while, that, you know, have a great reputation, and get them out there, and they're going to write a proposal, which is going to have all the bells and whistles of what you want, what you don't want, and they're going to talk about shingles with you at the end. And that's the way I would do it. I just think, you know, those roofers go through a lot of training on, you know, what shingles can do for you. And I know that nanotechnology is a big thing and there will be a savings, but I couldn't tell you how much the savings would be in terms of energy.
Okay. Am I allowed another question?
Sure, sure.
Okay. I heard you speaking about whole house fans. I'm sorry, I haven't done any research on this, but there are three dormers on this house. Do they put whole house fans in dormers? There's a full door that goes to the attic with stairs and such, so I guess I'd have to leave that door open.
Well, a whole house fan, are you familiar with them? The person that called was from California.
No, I'm not. I haven't done any research on this.
Okay, so...
I'm going to
do a very
build up in the attic.
Yeah, I'm going to do a very crude description of a whole house fan and also about attic ventilation because they work in concert. A whole house fan is put in the ceiling of the upper level. So if you had a two floor home, you know, it'd be like right at the top of the staircase. There'd be a hole cut in the ceiling, and it's maybe 2 foot by 2 foot, and it's got louvers on it, and it's set in there. It's got a temperature switch or a regular switch. And what it does, you open the windows on the first floor, and this thing has such velocity, it pulls the air from the first floor through the windows, through the first floor, up the staircase, through the whole house fan, and into the attic. When I say they work in concert is before anything's purchased, and you're kind of looking at a roof too, so your roofer would be able to help you with this, you have to make sure that you have adequate ventilation in your attic to move this vast amount of air that you're going to be pulling up into there. And there's a formula for having adequate ventilation. Mm-hmm. It's like a square foot of uninterrupted ventilation per 300 square foot footprint. And so that, so you would, and you should do this anyway, if you're going through the process of replacing the roof, the ventilation in your attic is also critically important to the lifespan of that roof. And that's not even the roof, right? That's, you know, but it's critical. Most roof guarantees or warranties are ineffective the day you buy the roof, because there's probably 75% of the homes are inadequately ventilated, and your roofing guarantee, it'll say, you know, attic must be properly ventilated. So
I have my homework to do.
Yeah, so have that roofer look at that ventilation if you're a little bit interested in that whole house fan, or make sure he looks at that even if you're not interested in a whole house fan.
Gotcha. What is your email address? I heard you had an email address.
Yeah,
please.
it's GarySullivan@iHeartMedia.com.
Okay, is iHeart is
it's the letter I. Letter I, and then heart.
Okay. You're a lifesaver.
Very good. Thank you, Marianne.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number is 800-823-8255. Grab a line. We started off the day talking about how to make your home more comfortable in summer heat. And we were giving, you know, the little things, the things anybody can do quickly, making sure the furnace filter is clean and all that. Pulling down the shades if you don't have really good, efficient windows. But think about this. If you're living in a, you know, a house, either one story or two story, and that attic is directly above the living quarters, right? And especially in two stories, heat rises, upper bedrooms get a little warmer. A lot of builders, in fact, you may not even know that, they allow like a 6-degree differential. And then think about this. So it's going to be naturally a little bit warmer. And then we got this oven sitting right on top of the ceiling. It's called your attic. In many cases, it's an oven. You got a dark roof on there. Let's say we don't have any insulation, or we can be kind and say we have a little ventilation. We have no soffit ventilation. All these things help. If you don't have a properly vented attic in the summertime, that attic can be 140, 150 degrees. So I always tell people, don't store stuff in your attic, and especially if it's not ventilated properly. So you got drywall, maybe you got a foot of insulation on top of that, and then you got a 140-degree oven. With proper ventilation of that attic, say it's 90 degrees outside, it might be 100 degrees in that attic. Hot air rises. Cooler air, even though it's 90 degrees, is brought into that attic. You think that's going to help those bedrooms on that second floor be a little bit cooler? You betcha. All right, grab a line. Let's talk about your home project. It's 800-823-8255. You're at Home with Gary Sullivan.
Home Improvement 101 with Gary Sullivan. Every weekend, classes begin at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Do You own a hot tub, jetted bath, wash machine, or dishwasher. If you want to clean out that yuck and gunk that may be causing issues like mold flaking and stinky odors, you need the power of Awesome. I've been telling you about their fantastic products for a long time. I use Awesome myself. Make hot tub maintenance simple. Bathe in clean, healthy water and stop the bad odors around your washer. Keep your swimming pool water sparkling clear. Get Awesome today. Available at Amazon, Walmart, many retailers, and at awesome.com.
Bet you're looking for a deck seal that'll last a season or two longer. Well, I found that premium deck stain. It's called Defy Extreme Wood Stain. It's a water-based deck sealer, so you can clean, use a wood brightener, and seal the deck all in one day. Defy Extreme Wood Stain protects the wood from harmful effects of the sun by using state-of-the-art nanotechnology, much like sunscreen. Plus, it has enhanced mildew resistance. Check out Defy Extreme Wood Stain along with their cleaner and brightener at defywoodstain.com, also at Do It Best Store.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly disease, including the West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk into ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill the mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks don't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Ugly black and green stains on the exterior of your home? Well, you need Wet and Forget, the easy outdoor cleaner. Apply Wet and Forget to your roof, siding, deck, fence, walkways, patio furniture, or any exterior surface, and you're done. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no power washing. Wet and Forget's gentle bleach-free formula works with the wind and rain to clean moss, mold, mildew, and algae stains over time. If you want to easily clean the exterior of your home, just wet it and forget it. Available in Extreme Reach Hose End, pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget at Lowe's, Menards, Walmart, or Ace Hardware.
Taking your calls about your home, little home improvement it is at 800-823-8255. And back to the phones we go. Let's go to Paul. Paul, welcome.
Hi, Gary.
Hello.
This is a question concerning a vapor barrier. I have a roll of 4 mil plastic, heavy-duty plastic.
Okay.
And on the second floor of my home, which is a Cape-style house, on the second floor, I have a bedroom and a bathroom that's insulated and heated and air-conditioned. Mm-hmm. The other room is a big open area attic. You can see the soffit vents, which with the light coming through. It has a ridge vent. And the problem I have is when I open the door to go in there, there's a narrow 10-foot area where you have to walk through to get to the open attic.
Mm-hmm.
I want to isolate that from rushing against your clothes. You can see the insulation there. If you get too close to it carrying a box, you will brush against the fiberglass. Mm-hmm. I'd like to staple up this heavy-duty vapor barrier just in that area there and only that area.
Do you have a vapor barrier under
in the attic, or am I have a problem?
Well, you run a potential of having a problem if that insulation was installed properly. You would not want to put a vapor barrier there. Now, a couple questions: is there a vapor barrier on the other side of the insulation, or is it just like fiberglass insulation?
No, there is the part facing the sheetrock where the heater and the air conditioner part is.
Uh huh.
It's a paper there's a paper
vapor barrier. Mm-hmm.
Attached to the 6-inch thick insulation for a 2x6 wall.
Yeah. What am I trying to say? How thick is that insulation?
It's made for a 2x6 wall, so okay. It does come out even more so. You know, it's nice and fluffy. It's pretty thick.
Yeah. Well, the only problem with plastic.
Yeah.
Is if moisture gets in there, there's no way for it to get out. There's no way.
Yeah,
I
thought of that.
And that's the problem.
It's very dry up there. You know, very dry.
Right.
It's not where the bathroom is or anything. Your bathroom at the other end, and that's left unfaced.
I mean,
it's left. I'm not going to touch that. Only the part where you have to walk through to get to the attic area. It's about, I'm going to say 8 feet. So 8 feet and about 8 feet high.
Yeah,
on two sides. I just want to staple something so I don't brush against.
What do you think of like brown craft paper?
Okay,
instead of plastic, It's a little bit more breathable. Could tear easier. That'd be a negative.
That's right. I didn't think that's true, yeah.
But, almost thicker than gift wrap. You see it on big rolls at a hardware store.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like a rosin paper that you see on wood floor or something like that. The plastic just does not breathe at all.
However, I would staple it. I'm not gonna tape it like you normally would before you put sheetrock up. You know, when you do a new house, if you don't have any vapor on the other side.
Right.
I saw it on YouTube how you put it up and then you tape so it's really tight. I'm only going to staple it, and there's enough air getting in there. Well, just to keep and overlapping it, you know.
Yeah, because another thing I was even thinking about. So if it's loose and you can get some air in there, I might say I'd give it a try. One of the things I was even thinking about is if you put that plastic up and then took a razor blade and literally put slits in the plastic, just so that it could breathe.
The other thing, Gary, when you get to the top part, like with so-called ceiling, there is no ceiling there. It's a pointed roof, plenty of air up there. Mm. Any moisture that gets there is open at the top on all the joists, on all the 2x6s. So if any moisture's in there, it would evaporate straight up, and then you got about a 15-foot high before you get to the ridge vent. It's all open.
Well, so basically you understand what the problem would be, and you're addressing it saying, well, it's not going to be tight. There's still going to be some airflow. And, if you feel confident about that, that it won't be tight, that there will be airflow, that the water, if there ever was moisture that got in there, could evaporate through the top, you'd be fine.
And I could check it, too. I can see it. I'm right there.
Yeah, well, that's a big plus, too. In fact,
my question, though, will that deteriorate from the heat? The plastic gets brittle and fall apart after a year or two?
Probably not after a year or two, but, maybe after 20 years it might.
Okay, so it's worth doing if it's going to last 20 years.
Yeah. So one of the things...
I put a wall board of some kind,
Right.
But that would be more durable. But the insulation puffs out quite a bit. I have to compress it, and I don't want to compress it because then I'd lose the effectiveness of it.
So here's a little tip. If you told me, is there water coming up through my concrete floor, I would tell you, meaning water vapor, I would tell you to tape a 2-foot square of plastic on that floor.
I've done that before in my other house, before I painted it.
And water either forms on the inside of that plastic or it doesn't, right?
Right.
So when you put this up, the same thing holds true.
Okay.
If you start seeing water droplets on it, you got to stop.
Yeah, I doubt it very much because it's a very dry area. There's no bathroom. And it's only that 6-8 foot section, and everything is wide open after that and above it. Plenty of air.
Well, I just give it a try then and keep your eye on it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Paul. Take care. Bye-bye. Paul did a good job selling me on that, didn't he?
Very much so.
I was going to ask him to dry. That's a tricky question. It really is because... Again, I grew up in a house just as exactly as he described. And, you got it. My bedroom pre-air conditioning was the attic. And there's not much ventilation up there. And it's dry and it's hot. But then he was talking, he could see the soffits. You got to make sure you still have good, ventilation up there. So it's kind of tricky. But with it being plastic and he is being able to see it, he'll see water droplets. There are water droplets on the inside of that plastic. That project ends right now. All right, grab a line. It's 800-823-8255. Brendan, Jim, you're next. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I've been recommending Blackjack Driveway Sealer for years, and here's some great news. The Blackjack 10-Year Sealer DriveMax 1000 now features ClimaSeal technology for accelerated drying time and curing during cooler temperatures. DriveMax 1000 adds curb appeal, delivering a light new black finish, and it's still urethane enhanced for the longest life. DriveMax 1000 available at Lowe's, True Value, and Ace Hardware stores. Visit blackjackcoatings.com for more info. Blackjack, protecting driveways for over 100 years.
One of the reasons that professional window cleaners do such a great job is because they use the right tools. Those tools are available to homeowners through the Etoray brand cleaning products. Etoray not only invented the squeegee, they offer great window scrubbers, extension poles, and the entire window cleaning program. I'm telling you, you'll notice the difference. Etoray also makes tools to clean your whole house. Dusters, ceiling fan cleaners, grip and grabs, and more. Look for quality Etoray products at your local hardware store, Lowe's, or on Amazon. Clean like the pros do.
Hey, Gary Sullivan here for Odor Exit. Recently, I received an email from a woman in Louisiana who had 6 inches of standing water in her home. After the water receded, she had a horrible smell she thought she'd never get rid of. Well, she visited odorexit.com and bought MOMS and AQM to oxidize the mold and stop the stench. She used it on her floors, walls, and personal items. She even washed their clothes and toys with MOMS and the Eliminator concentrate, and the odor was gone. Visit odorexit.com. That's odorexit.com.
So how would you like to improve the look of your home and feel proud every time you pull in the driveway? Well, it's time for a new garage door. Our friends at Clopay have an interactive door imagination system that lets you upload a photo of your house and explore thousands of garage door options. I'm talking wood grain finishes, bold colors, decorative glass, panel styles, even hardware. It's a whole new level of curb appeal. Get started on the garage door of your dreams at clopaydoor.com.
All right, back at it we go. You're at home with Gary Sullivan, and if you've got a question about your home, give us a call. Happy to talk about your project. And, well, let's get to Brenda. Brenda, welcome.
Hang on, the computer messed up.
Oh, the computer's skipping, Brenda, so sit tight for a second.
Okay.
All right, Brenda, there you go.
All right. We live in the Panhandle in Florida. Uh-huh. We just had a new pine fence put in.
Okay.
And we're wondering whether we should paint it or stain it and then put a sealer on it.
Well, your paint and your stain would be your sealer, so that answers that part. But let me ask you about the pine. Is that a pressure-treated or not pressure-treated?
Is it pressure-treated?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
It is pressure-treated. So you can paint or you can stain. You can do either one. It's a matter of preference. You cannot do that project right now. That pressure treated wood needs to dry out.
That was my next question. How long?
Well, you got the Florida sun, so that's going to help you a lot. Pressure treated wood probably hasn't been sitting in the lumber yard very long, especially this time of year. So it's probably just coming from the plant. So in all honesty, it could be anywhere from a month to 9 months. There's a little tip here. If you get one of the, just like a spray bottle and put some water in it and squirt, and just pay attention to what happens to that water that's on that wood. If it soaks in within 30 seconds, you can go ahead and stain it. Okay.
Okay.
And, or paint it. I'd probably really wait till maybe the fall to even start doing that test.
Okay.
Unless you were going to stain it. So if you're going to stain it, you can do that little test whenever you want. As soon as it sucks that water in 30 seconds, go ahead and stain it. If you're going to paint it, let's not even tease ourselves. Let's just wait till fall and then start doing that test.
We're leaning towards staining. The installer told us only a week, and I didn't
believe
that at all. That's why we called.
This is no kidding, Brendan. Doing this show for 35 years, I've told people a year, and I've told people 2 weeks. And so much of it depends on the type of sealer, type of wood, how long it's been treated, how long it's set in the store. If you're in Cleveland, Ohio, or you're in, you know, the panhandle of Florida, there's a differential there. So anybody just tells you, you if there's a margin of error, the margin of error is on the semi-transparent stain. In other words, you could possibly, I even had backtracked and said, well, you can do that test now if it sucks the water in 30 seconds, you might be able to go ahead and stain it. But I don't know how long that wood sat in that lumber yard, and that comes into play, right? So it might be 2 weeks, it might be 3 months, it might be six months for the semi-transparent stain, but for the paint or the solid color stain that looks like paint, give yourself till late fall. You'll be much better off, because that's a coating. Say one's a coating, and if there's moisture in that wood, that coating will peel. If it's a semi-transparent stain, it'll penetrate into the wood, but if it's real wet, it won't penetrate deep. It's not going to peel. It's just not going to penetrate deep.
It looks pretty fresh.
Yeah, it probably is, because right now, pressure-treated wood, I'm not going to say it's in short supply, but it's in demand.
And then what kind of sealer?
Well, so let's... Is that what you want, a semi-transparent stain?
Is that what we want?
If there's a sealer in a stain, we'll use that.
Yeah, well, your sealer would be your stain, yes. So what you would use...
The sealer would be in the stain.
Well, that's
right.
Great.
Yeah, so what you would use is you would just use like a regular deck stain. And again, if you follow the directions. If it's a solvent base, it's going to fade faster than if it's a water-based stain. A water-based stain is going to require you, even though the wood's new, to use a wood brightener, which opens up the wood fibers and allows that stain to penetrate deeper. A semi-transparent stain, water-based, solvent-based, that's what you would use as a sealer. It doesn't... paint's going to last longer. I know I'm probably confusing you, but they're so different. Paint's more of paint it and forget it for 10 years, semi-transparent stain.
Oh. That's, well, maybe we'll lean towards paint then.
Yeah. Stain, you're going to probably do every 3 years, or if it's real, real sunny location, you probably do it every 3 years.
Yeah. Well, most people down here don't treat their fences, and they, within a year or two, they look just terrible.
Oh, they look terrible. They turn gray. They split.
Yes.
You're not doing the it any favor. But, again, if you do it with a stain, a semi-transparent stain, you can put it on with, like, a tank sprayer. Somebody can be spraying that stain on. Somebody taking a brush and brushing it out. It's still a project. It's a project regardless. That's why we want to make sure it's good and dry and can accept the stain or the paint.
Okay. Any other questions?
Do we need a sealer on this?
Do we need a sealer if we
paint? The stain will be the sealer. And the paint will be the sealer.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Do you know what kind of paint?
No. It's a paint store.
Is it like... Is there a certain kind of paint that you use?
Well, you can do a couple things. Again, there's a solid color stain that works like a paint that'd give you about 6 years. You can see a little wood grain. If you want to use a regular house paint, get the Sherwin-Williams Emerald. And that's probably the best coating out there, but please make sure that's good and dry. So the Emerald would be the one. Thanks much for the call, Brenda. I appreciate it. Good luck. And, again, if you want to go to a website, defywoodstain.com, they make a solid color stain and a semi-transparent stain. They have absolute tons of videos. You can watch them. You can get comfortable with it. If you get the Emerald paint, stop in the Sherwin-Williams store. Tell them what you got. Tell them how old that is, that wood is, and not very. And, if they tell you a year, wait a year. If you want to do my water test, that's fine too. But make sure that water soaks in fast. You want that to bite. If it's a coating, you want it to bite tightly to that wood, or it's going to be peeling before you know it. 800-823-8255. Jim, welcome.
Morning. Number one, I've got a little project. I got a cabin, and I was going to play with some solar panels, and I was going to, instead of putting them on the roof, I was going to make kind of like a porch out back and put them on there. And I need you, there's all kinds of them, and can you help me out and put me on the right track of do's and don'ts? And
probably help? Not, Jim, to be honest with you. I've not really installed them, nor have I shopped for them. Now, for a cabin, it would be awesome to have that. But I'm not knowledgeable enough to really guide you, and I haven't even really, I'm sure there's a buyer's guide, but I haven't even researched it to that point. And the interesting thing, there's a company, I think it's called Global Solar, just sent me an email with some info, and I was thinking I ought to get them on as a guest, because I guess I am a little clueless. But I don't have enough info to help you on that question.
Well, get somebody on if you can. And
I will. Yeah, I will. That's a really, really good idea. And like I said, when I got that email, it was about a week ago, I was like, yeah, I got to get somebody on there. I had somebody on a number of years ago, but we need to investigate that a little bit more for you.
Your electricians, pick their minds a little bit too and see what they've got to say about it.
Sure.
And,
sure. The only thing I know is the economics of it. I know it's obviously expensive. It takes probably 7 years, 10 years to get payback on it, unless there's some big tax breaks or some subsidies on it. That much I know.
I'm just going to run a refrigerator, a small refrigerator and a few lights. And if you get somebody on there, ask them. I've got pretty good breeze back on top of the mountain, and I was going to like maybe a couple of solar or windmills, small windmills, and see if that could be incorporated into the system too. I mean, if you get a chance, get some.
Yeah, we'll
really
do something like that.
There.
I agree. It might be a month or so, but I'll definitely look into that, Jim. I think that's a good idea. I appreciate it. Sorry I couldn't help you out on that. All right, 43 minutes after the top of the hour. Let me give you the phone number, and then we'll take a break. It's 800-823-8255. If you missed yesterday's show, you can pick up that podcast. If you missed some of today's show, again, podcast. We podcast them by the hour. Get the iHeart app, click podcast, At Home with Gary Sullivan. We'll continue, and we'll take your calls. We'll talk about your project. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Hey, this is Gary Sullivan. You may not realize it, but you can actually transform surfaces around your home with real stone. And the best part, it's as easy as painting. With Deich Coatings Decorative Stone Finishes, you can renew your patio, pool deck, and garage floor. You might even renew your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And do it yourself. Get Deich Coating products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. The best way to avoid a basement flood is to have a new reliable sump pump in place. Hey, Gary Sullivan here. My friends at Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup are sump pump experts. If your sump pump runs often and is more than 6 years old, it's on borrowed time. Have them check yours today. Roto-Rooter can also install battery backup or water-powered backup sump pump that'll protect your basement even if the power goes out. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO or go to rotorooter.com. Well, I talk about a lot of products that can make your life easier, and here's one I use and love. It's called Tear Mender. Been around since 1932. It can hem jeans, repair tears in all types of materials on coats, pants, shirts, sweaters, and jackets. Anybody can use it. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and cushion furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home. It's kind of like construction adhesive for clothing. Tear Mender available at Ace, Do It Best, True Value, Amazon, or find a store near you at tearmender.com.
Jaws the Just Add Water System, my favorite refillable household cleaner and the best glass cleaner you'll find, has a new multi-purpose cleaner with fabulous lavender fragrance. Just in time for spring cleaning, you'll love Jaws' new multi-purpose cleaner for your everyday cleaning needs. Great fragrance and it works great. Also, check out Jaws' Ultimate Cleaning Kit with six cleaners, including the Jaws Glass and Disinfectant Cleaners, for only $44.99 and free shipping. Get Jaws Cleaners at JawsCleans.com. That's JawsCleans.com.
All right, back at it we go. 12 minutes before the top of the hour at home with Gary Sullivan. Let's get to Marshall here. Marshall, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning.
Morning.
What I'm calling about is I just bought this house about 6 months ago, and it's got is it called like manufactured hardwoods or something like that?
Yeah, there's an engineered hardwood, and then there's laminates. So
that may be what it is laminate. Yeah, it's kind of it's real light in color, like almost a white.
Okay.
And I really want to make it dark, and I did not know if there was the ability to stain these or if I'm going to have to rip out the whole floor.
Well, we got to figure out what it is then. So let me describe what an engineered wood floor is. An engineered wood floor is multiple layers of a thin plywood, so it's very stable, and then there's a veneer over the surface with the wood grain, which is stained in several coats of urethane on top of that. That can be a direct glue. It can be a nail and glue. A laminate is just that. It's like a laminate countertop. It usually clips together. It's a floating floor. It's not glued down. It literally, like I said, clips together and is about a quarter inch away from the baseboard. That is like a fiber. That's like a Formica countertop is basically what that finish is.
Okay.
So do you think it's either one of those two?
I think it's probably the first one.
Okay, engineered wood. So engineered wood, to compare engineered wood, it's grew out of the hardwood. So many, many years ago, let's say we had a solid piece of hardwood, and you know we nailed it down, screwed it down, glued it down, and we finished it on site. You would stain it, and you'd put all this urethane on it. And that wood floor literally could last 100 years because when it's shot, you just sand all that off, and you put more stain, and you put more urethane on it. An engineered wood floor has limitations because it's just the veneer. So you can usually sand those or refinish them maybe one time. So, you know, that's usually the rule of thumb. There's obviously different kinds of engineered floor, and I'm hoping we got that. But if you're going to have somebody do something to it, you might get like a flooring guy to take a look at it to see, make sure you got exactly what we're describing. Engineered wood floors, I've seen them in a lot of different wood tones. I don't know if I've seen a white. Can you see a wood grain in it, though?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it is a definite wood grain to it, but it's a nice flooring. I'm sure it fit the previous owner's decor.
Sure.
It just doesn't fit mine.
Okay. Well,
and,
what I do,
I'm just,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
Is I would call somebody that stains and refinishes floors. Come
yes,
on,
sir.
Let them come over, and first of all, you'll find out right away whether that can be done, whether you do it or they do it, right?
Right.
You know, and ask for a bid on it, and you know, and go from there. If the guy goes, oh, yeah, you can finish that, you know, one time, just like I'd said, or maybe you get finished two times out of it, and you can get your costs and decide whether that's the direction you want to go, because now you know you can go that way.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your assistance. I do enjoy listening to your program in the mornings.
Thank you.
On Thank you very much. I'm probably going to be one of those guys that writes the check. I'm not one of those guys that's real handy. Right. So,
well, then you'll be dealing with a pro, and he'll be able to tell you real quickly. But if it's engineered wood, they may be able to finish it one time. So they'll have to be cautious, but they should be able to finish it one time.
That would be great because this, I really like the house. I like the neighborhood that I bought into. I was one of those folks that was able to grab a real cheap interest rate and get out of an apartment.
Yep, and, good for you.
And I like it a lot. So I appreciate your time today. Keep the show going. Appreciate all the tips and everything you give on there. It's been very helpful to me in the past.
Thank you, Marshall. Congratulations on the house. Take care. All right, and from there we're going to go to Lee. Lee, welcome.
Good morning, Gary. How are
morning.
You? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm in central Wisconsin, and my question here is I have three, they're actually steel doors, garage doors. They were made by, I believe, Ideal, was it initially?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it has, there's three doors, each one has four panes of glass on the top section.
Okay.
And there's vinyl inserts that go over these glass from the inside.
Okay.
And you can't get those inserts out without taking the window completely apart. I tried one of them, and it's really difficult. And I'm trying to clean the outside of that insert, which faces, you know, outside, obviously, but it's on the inside. But mildew has built up over the years.
Yep.
And I'm just wondering, is there anything I can spray up behind there that would take that mildew off for me and then rinse it out?
So you can't get that grid out, period.
No, not without taking the paint out, which is a pain.
Which is a pain,
I can't
exactly.
understand they built it like that they wouldn't just have an insert that would pop out, you know.
But, boy, I don't know.
They create an arch on the outside, which we really like the looks of it.
Right. Well, there's a lot of things that can be sprayed. Wet and forget.
I tried wet and forget, and that just doesn't work because it faces the south too yet. So
yeah, which product did you use? They make multiple products.
Oh, okay. I just used the regular exterior.
Yeah, that won't work. The reason the exterior won't work is that works in conjunction with the sun and the rain,
right.
So
yep.
It's not getting either.
Right.
But Wet and Forget makes a product for indoor use called Wet and Forget Disinfectant and Mold Remover. And that does not require scrubbing. And that could be spray. I think it does. It comes in a spray bottle. So if you could get that spray in there, I don't know what it does. I mean, it's not going to hurt it, but I don't know what it does in terms of spots on the glass.
Well, it's not. No, it's not. The spots aren't on the glass. It's on the vinyl itself.
Well, I understand, but when you spray it back in there,
the spots
can get on the glass, right?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I suppose you could try it on one pane.
Sure. Exactly.
I took one out once, but it's a bear because the actual pane of glass comes loose.
Right. Well, one of the cool things about the Wet and Forget Disinfectant and Mold Remover is even if you had mold on the joist down in the basement of your house, you would simply spray it on. It would kill the mold and the mildew. So,
How long would you leave that on, would you think, before you
just spray it on
it
and forget about it? That's the whole Wet and Forget plan, right? So,
yeah. I guess, you're right. What would it be? It wouldn't hurt the glass, though.
No, it's not going to hurt the glass.
Maybe I'll try some of that, Gary. And
I hope it works for you because that's about the only thing I could even think of that would have a chance. All right. Appreciate it much. And all right. Well, that was a busy week again. If you missed yesterday's show, you can pick up that podcast each hour plus our project of the week on the iHeart app. And you can follow us also on Facebook. We'll put some tips up there on occasion. Danny Boy's had enough of me today, so he wants to go home. I don't blame him. And good Lord willing, we'll be back next week for more At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Solutions to your home improvement are as easy as calling 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.